Your brain is running a protection racket against your own ambitions. Here is the uncomfortable truth. The same neural machinery that kept your ancestors alive on the savanna is actively taxing every attempt you make to grow. George Leonard, an educator and Aikido master who spent decades studying why people quit transformative practices, identified homeostasis as the primary culprit. Not laziness, not lack of willpower, homeostasis. Your nervous system has a set point, and the moment you push past it, the system fires back. Leonard called this the homeostatic pulse, a biological correction mechanism that treats your new morning routine with the same urgency as a predator in the grass. Now, the key idea here is that this is not a metaphor. It is literal neuroscience. Your amygdala, the brain's threat detection center, cannot distinguish between physical danger and the social anxiety of a new challenge. Think of a first-time public speaker. Their heart pounds, their palms sweat, their body floods with cortisol. That is a full fight-or-flight response, the same cascade triggered by a physical attack. The amygdala does not grade threats on a scale. It simply fires. That means every time you attempt something unfamiliar, a new career, a difficult conversation, a fitness habit, your brain classifies it as a survival event. The resistance you feel is not weakness, Audrey. It is your nervous system doing exactly what it was built to do. The deeper problem is that the brain is evolutionarily biased toward the status quo. Psychological research confirms this clearly. The known is statistically safer for survival than the unknown, regardless of how beneficial the unknown might be. This is why people stay in jobs they hate, relationships that drain them, and habits that shrink them. The familiar is not comfortable because it is good. It is comfortable because it is mapped. Your brain has a detailed threat assessment file on your current life. Your future self? No file. No data. High perceived risk. So the homeostatic pulse activates, and suddenly you feel exhausted, distracted, or convinced that now is not the right time. That is not intuition. That is the survival tax being collected. Here is where it gets precise, and this is where most people get the strategy wrong. They assume the solution is to push harder, more discipline, more intensity, more forcing. But research on optimal learning points in the opposite direction. The 85% rule, drawn from studies on neuroplasticity, shows that we learn best when we succeed roughly 85% of the time. That means a challenge rate of about 15% is the biological sweet spot for growth without triggering a mental shutdown. Too easy, and the brain disengages. Too hard, and the amygdala hijacks the process entirely. This is why a roughly 15% stretch, not a total overhaul, is the architecture of sustainable change. For you, Audrey, this reframes the entire game. You are not trying to escape your comfort zone. You are trying to expand its edges, slowly enough that the homeostatic pulse does not slam the door shut. The takeaway from this lecture is one you need to carry into everything that follows. Stuckness is not a character flaw. It is a biological mechanism. Your brain is not broken. It is doing its job, a job that was calibrated for a world of physical threats, not personal growth. The survival tax is real, and it is being charged every time you attempt to become someone new. Remember this. The goal is not to silence the alarm. The goal is to understand why it is ringing. Once you recognize the homeostatic pulse for what it is, a protection system misfiring in a modern context, you stop fighting yourself and start working with your neurology instead of against it. In the next lecture, we will move from diagnosis to disruption, building the friction framework that lets you introduce change at exactly the rate your nervous system can absorb without triggering a full shutdown.